What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Fantasy Football Frenzy. I am your host, the closer, Chris Ventra, your boy, here in Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Alongside my guys, gentlemen, Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, and George Kurtz, as we bring you a sexy Thursday here as we head into NFL Week 15 and Fantasy Football Playoffs Round 2. A lot of injuries, as we know. Alshon Jeffrey hits the IR. And then we got Thursday Night Football. Sexy Thursday Night Football tonight between the New York Jets and Baltimore Ravens. Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, how you doing today, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chris, but wait till you get married. Thursday won't be so sexy
anymore. No. When will be the sexy day when you're married?
Is there one? Once a month.
Damn. Not looking forward to that, Jim. Definitely not. Angry George Kurtz, how do you feel about that? You agree with that?
He's kidding, but he's not that far.
He's not that far.
my wife also works nights, so I don't, she's not even home here. So, and she's working tonight, so it'll definitely not be a sexy Thursday. not when I have two young daughters here. Anyway, I did a local, I did a hit for a radio station yesterday, and I got so many questions about Lamar Jackson tonight. I mean, are people afraid to start him because he's a little banged up, even though we know he's going to play here? But I'm getting this question. I'm talking out of 15 questions yesterday. Five of them had to be Lamar Jackson involved. Do I sit Lamar Jackson for this guy, Tom Brady, Jared Goff came up. Ryan Tannehill came up among the quarterbacks that people were thinking
about. Jimmy Garoppolo came up.
He came up in the pit. Because Alex Fasano was asking me about that before we went on air, because he's got Jackson. He's really worried. He wants to know if he should start Jimmy G over him. A lot of people out there worried about Jackson.
If Jackson starts tonight, he starts. I'm playing him in a league. It's a two-quarterback league. It's not the Pitt League. At least I don't think it is. And I'm starting him. I mean, it's not even hesitation for me.
Yeah.
I am starting Lamar. If Lamar Jackson plays for Baltimore, he plays for me. Yeah, my only worry tonight would be that the score then at some point is 37-10, and he doesn't play the fourth quarter. That would be a worry for me. But by then, you got your points anyway. I actually had somebody go as far as to me, they were worried about him for next week. I'm like, wait, you don't even know about next week, but if they win tonight, they don't have much to play for next week. Well, yeah, they still got home field to play for.
Yeah.
You know, so just reel it in, folks. Start Lamar Jackson tonight, unless you have a great backup. You know, you're starting Lamar Jackson tonight.
Right. I think people are just getting nervous. You know, I get it. It's the semifinals. You're one step away from being in the money, guaranteed money. So, you know, I understand. This is the biggest matchup of the season. And if you lose here and you don't get a third place, or if you do get a third place, you got to play a matchup just to get third place money and get your money back. That stinks. You don't want to lose here. I get it. But you got to start Lamar Jackson. If he's playing, which it looks like he's going to play, and he won't be limited, you know, it's your guy. You rode him all season long. You know, you can't now say, oh, I'm worried about him because he's a little banged up. It's like you'll kick yourself, like we always say, for benching him, and then you start someone else. Now, that's not to say, though, that Jimmy Garoppolo is not a bad start. I think it's a good start. You know what I mean? I think you might get it.
See, this is my problem with Jimmy G, and it's not about putting Jimmy G down. It's about the coaching and what they may do. You know, of course, they came out last week throwing the ball all around, and they did well with it, no doubt. But this might be the week where they turn it back around and go back to the running game. They got all three running backs healthy and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mostert has been on fire. You know, it could just be the game plan for them tonight to just run all night.
Yeah.
Not all night, but all day on Sunday. Yeah. I'm thinking Thursday night game, but it's not Thursday night game.
Nope.
But, you know, that's the only part that scares me is if they go back to what was doing it all year. I mean, and last week was just the specific game plan to attack the Saints defense.
Right.
But they go back to what they were doing all year up to that point in which they were letting the running backs do all the work. So that's the only part that scares me a little bit about Jimmy G this week.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that all three running backs are healthy now. So they could really just mix it up, use all three of them, keep them all fresh, and you'll get big chunks from them. I mean, why would you expect anything less when that's what they've been doing all year? I mean, these guys, all three of them have really been killing it all year when they got the touches. Pretty sure they all average really high yards per carry. It's a nice three-headed monster. They might go back to that. Why have to rely on Jimmy G if you don't have to? You know what I mean? It's not necessary. They just did that against the Saints to really show, you know, the Saints up and really prove that they should be the number one seed, I think. And I think you're right about that. So there you go right there. I mean, Lamar Jackson, listen, he's the number one fantasy point scorer besides Christian McCaffrey on the season, besides Christian McCaffrey in PPR. So you're not benching Lamar Jackson. That's what it comes down to. Other news here. Mark Andrews leaning towards playing. And that is interesting because, you know, me and Frank, shout out to Frank Stanfield of BFFs, we're talking about this just before. Like I said, I'm plugging Mark Andrews right in there. That's it. You know, it's my guy right there. I'm plugging him in. And I got him in a couple of teams in the playoffs here. Do you guys disagree with that? Because he was saying, I don't know, they might not need him after a couple of quarters. They might take him out if he really is banged up. Or what if he gets hurt early, et cetera.
I don't even have those concerns. My concerns is the Jets have been really good against tight ends all
They year. Have. It's true.
And then number two on the year against tight ends. So, that would be more my concern than anything else. But again, it always comes down to who else do you have to run against it?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You'll be hard pressed if you have Mark Andrews. You'll be hard pressed to find a tight end two on your bench.
Cheating last week.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have somebody else on your bench better than Mark Andrews, then you're probably starting him all season anyway.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true. There's a couple of guys I really like coming into this. Well, first of all, Tyler Higbee, I would play over Andrews right now in our
That's team. What Frank
and
said.
If he wasn't drafted, Jack Doyle was dropped in a lot of leagues. I would play him over him.
Would you?
I would.
Doyle, I wouldn't do it. He was a zero last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I like him.
I don't know if I'd go Doyle. I like Doyle.
Goddard is another one. Ian Thomas might even be there.
Didn't do anything last week.
Yeah, you really love that Ian Thomas play this
week. You got Olsen to worry about. I mean, I would start any of those guys over Andrews.
Well, I'll let you know when we come back. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a sexy Thursday at Thursday Night Football Time. Be right back after this. Make sure you get on the grid. Sports.
Sports Grid. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Circling back podcast here. Hey, Dylan, been looking for a nicotine pouch that goes hard and lasts long.
Then let's talk about Lucy, Dave, the Lucy Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy Breaker is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. It comes in 4 or 8 milligrams. It's got a flavor capsule inside. You bite down on it. It is so good and gets you dialed in.
Tell me about these flavors.
All right, we got mango. We got mint. My favorite is actually apple ice.
Ooh. Okay. Could I interest you in some espresso?
I'll try the espresso, sure. I haven't had that one yet.
I like that.
If you want to try Lucy, go to lucy.co/trylucy and use promo code TRYLUCY to get 20% off your first order. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every customer is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Oh, with your big guns. Welcome back. Fantasy Football Frenzy. Sexy Thursday. Fancy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz, your boy, the closer, Chris Ventra. Make sure you get on the grid, sports grid, if you want the edge. Talking to Fernando Dimas in the chat. Shout out to the Goon Squad in the chat, who has been there all year. They're getting it done, trying to win championships. And he's worried. I understand he's worried about Julio, Lamar, but you got to start your big guns, man. And this is why I want to start Andrews, guys. I mean, he's been doing it for me all year. I feel like I'm being kind of scum, you know, being kind of scummy to bench him. You know what I mean? It's disrespectful.
No. No, yeah, really. I never feel that way about a player. I'm pretty sure Andrews is not going to go, oh, Venture didn't start me. What a piece of garbage.
Send him a sympathy card. You'll be okay.
I mean, I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, you know, like, I feel like it would bite me in the ass. You know what I mean? If I did that. Like, I don't want to.
He'd be doing the post-game interview, man. I can't believe it, man. I was so hyped up for this game. And then I realized Chris didn't start me, man. I couldn't even play after that.
And he has a poor game because of it?
You're talking about being cute. You know, you don't want to be cute. And yeah. I would agree with you. But listen, you make your analysis. I don't have Andrews in any league, but I'm starting over most people. Everyone's hurt at this time. He said immediately at the Sunday's game he expected to play tonight. I don't want to play the guy's Jim named. I would start Higbee over him. I would. I think Dallas is a mess. But The other guys, no. In my mind, you know, the Goddards of the world, I mean, I like them, but he did nothing last week. Ertz is going to have a big game again. And I just think you're looking for someone to start over him, which means you don't want to start. It's in your head that you don't want to.
Right.
You know, and that's different. Then you're looking for a reason. You know, and I can't start any of those guys. There's no way I'm starting Ian Thomas. Greg Olsen practiced again today. I mean, could be a very big zero for Ian Thomas this week.
But he still hasn't cleared the protocol. So, and from what was it a full practice? Because I keep hearing it's limited. I keep hearing it's limited. Was it a full practice?
Who are we talking about? Ian Thomas?
We don't know yet.
No, we're talking about Olsen.
Greg Olsen. Just as he practiced.
Yeah, if Olsen plays, then yeah, absolutely not Ian Thomas. I get that.
But you got to make up your mind now. That's the problem. You can't wait till Sunday.
Oh, right, if you're talking Andrews, right? Good point. Right. Yeah, okay.
Right.
I don't do that. There's no way.
I don't have Andrews, so I wasn't thinking along those lines.
right.
I'm a gambler, but I'm not that kind of gambler. I'm not gambling. I don't gamble on zeros. And that's what I'd be worried about with Ian Thomas. I'm taking my points. And assuming Andrews does play tonight, every concern we said is legitimate. But I'll take my chance with Andrews tonight. And once again, even if he only plays a half, he may have you enough points where you're okay. Maybe not great, but you're okay.
Yeah, all he needs is a touchdown. I feel like all you need is a nice little touchdown, maybe.
We all need that.
Right. From a tight end, right? So you all just want a touchdown from your tight end.
That. Generally, your day is good. Yeah. Evans played well, caught one ball last week. It was a touchdown. His day was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all want the touchdown.
Absolutely.
I'm worried about Julio Jones this week, too. You know, but I'm starting him in one league. I don't really have much of an option there. Mm-hmm. But San Fran, they've been lit up through the air. No Richard Sherman this week, and they had several other injuries in that New Orleans game too. So I think points will be scored there for Atlanta. So I'm not all that concerned about Jones. Mm-hmm. But and I know he's not getting a touchdown. Who gets a touchdown first, Julio Jones or Alvin Kamara?
Julio.
Anybody want to weigh in?
Julio. How many touchdowns does Julio have this year?
None since week three.
A bunch in the beginning.
Oh my God! Yeah. What's
none
up
since
with
week
that?
Three. I mean, I think Kamara's still hurt. It's all that ankle injury.
Yeah, he doesn't look right.
I think he can play, but he's not the same guy.
He did hurdle someone last game.
Yeah, but I think it's, he can't cut.
Yeah.
When you stop on a dime and go that way. I don't think he can do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe. And he's had chances to get touchdowns. I mean, the Saints do seem to want to give him one. He had two carries inside the 3-yard line last week. Didn't come close to getting a touchdown either one. So I'm sure, Sean Payton's aware of it. I think I'd probably go with him because I think he'll get a shot. I'm not so sure Ryan's ever going to throw the ball to Julio Jones in the end zone. Julio Jones has 4 touchdowns this year.
Oh, my God. It's such a shame.
Hey, it's more than he had in 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 13. I mean, you got it. Once again, this comes back to starting your big guns. I mean, Julio, you draft him as a first-round pick, or if you're lucky, early second-round pick, and how do you not start your big guns? I have in the Goon Squad League, I have Andrews, I have Kamara. I'm starting Kamara. I mean, Kamara, I think you got, like, listen, he even if he gets you 13 to 15 points, like, I'll take it. Like, the thing is, you know that could be the floor, 10 fantasy points. I don't think he's going to dud it. You got to trust your guys. You know what I mean?
Well, what if you have the choice, and this is the only choice you have to make, but the choice is Kamara or Eckler?
I think I still roll Kamara.
Oh,
I don't know.
I think I still roll Kamara.
Eckler's been on freaking fire.
I know. You know what worries me about Eckler though? Did that on 12 touches.
Can't do that every time. But he hasn't been under 12 fantasy points in like forever.
He's so good, so damn good. I know.
Since week 6,
I only worry about. I was about to say Eckler pretty easily until I realized he's not going to get. They're not going to run all that well against Minnesota, so he's got to get all his points in the passing game. That's where it's all going to come from.
Which is his, that's his bread and butter.
I mean, I think
Eckler is a great receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but actually, all just, has to just, come from.
Just so you know, while the Vikings defense is number 10 against the run all season, over the last 5 weeks they're number 22. One of the biggest changes of the schedule that I have in front of me.
I like that.
Drop from 10 to 22.
We should have did that all season. A little bit. Where you give us recent trends of these teams because some people don't realize it. I'm looking at Minnesota here.
I got a bunch of them that are like that, actually. Let's see. You keep talking. I'm going to find a couple that really load like that.
Yeah, because like according to DVOI, which I like to look at because it takes into all these adjusted defensive ranks. They're 7th against the run. They're still 11th against the pass, according to DVOA. But obviously, they've been falling pretty heavily. They started off the year great.
See, there's still something I don't like about DVOA. You know, I know it's the average of what other teams do, but they're not playing the other teams.
Right.
They're playing the team they're playing. And DVOA just feels like, it's against the league, but they're not playing the league.
Mm-hmm. They're playing someone else.
I mean? It's just, I don't know.
This is why I like to go with your big guys and go with stick with your guns. The only time I'm making a rash decision on something crazy like this is if it's two really close guys. It's between two really close guys, and maybe I'll go to matchup and recent trends and things like that. But this is why I like to go, and it's pretty much worked out for the most part all season for me in terms of going with my best guys. I will tell you this: I have Mark Andrews. I also have Njoku on the bench. And it's a great matchup.
Njoku would stay on the bench for me. I don't care.
It's a great matchup, but I don't trust. Yeah, you can't trust Njoku right now.
I would definitely play Andrews over him. Okay. Now, here's a couple that stick out to me. You know, like the Broncos have been known as a great defense against the pass. They're seventh against quarterbacks on the year, eighth against wide receivers on the year. Over the last 5 weeks, the Broncos are 30th against quarterbacks and 25th against wide receivers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, here's another one. The Texans are bad against quarterbacks all year, 29. For the last 5 weeks, 32. But for wide receivers all year, they're 19th. Over the last 5 weeks, they're number two against wide receivers. So they're 32nd against quarterbacks, but number two against wide receivers because the tight ends and the running backs are killing them through the air.
Who's that?
What team? That's the Texans.
Texans, yeah. Yeah, they're getting killed through the air. All right, so I'm looking at Denver. They've played Houston, the Chargers, Buffalo, and Minnesota in the last four games. So maybe that, that's the other thing. The teams that they play, like Houston lights it up.
There's lots of things. I mean, and Jim's little thing about Minnesota, they got lit up by, Seattle ran for over 200 yards against them. No one else has come anywhere near close to 100. In a five-game stance, that's going to skew the rankings the wrong way.
Skew their whole average, yeah.
Well, we can do this with any stat. You've got to take into account who they played, and one game can really throw it. It's even worse for tight ends. I mean, you can go from being the number one team against tight ends, one bad game, all of a sudden you're 31st.
Yeah, 15th.
Because it's such a big discrepancy. Well, it's a little tougher at the other positions than tight ends because the points are so close anyway from top to bottom. Right. Don't get a big discrepancy.
The other point is, there's no one stat that's a tell-all.
I know. I never said there was, George.
Especially in football.
One little piece of the pie.
Especially in football. You guys are right. We'll come back right after this fantasy football frenzy on a sexy Thursday here on the Sports Grid Network. Get on the grid. Yep.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Here's how it works. Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook. You're listening to this show. You get a deposit bonus up to $500. One, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, make a deposit. Three, place your first bet. DraftKings will match you with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users. Plus, new users will get a risk-free bet of up to $100. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Back to you, Mr. Ventra.
There you go right there. Fantasy Taz, Jim Day. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Frenzy, along with George Kurtz and your boy, the closer, Chris Ventra. And don't forget, we're on every day, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every weekday on the Sports Grid Network, on the YouTube channel, Zumo TV channel 719, Pluto TV channel 517, iHeartRadio, Stir, and wherever you guys listen to podcasts and the like. So,
I've been learning my Plutonian so I could speak to them in their own language. Yes.
Is it similar to your Tasmanian?
Oh, no, it's a lot different. A lot of clicks and whistles and things like that. It's really tough.
You know, it's funny. There's definitely some form of life out there that are watching us right now on some sort of futuristic television that they could see our whole planet, and they're laughing at us right now. Just laughing at us. We have no clue.
If they can watch us from another planet on TV, yeah, they're definitely laughing at us.
All right, George, thank you for that.
I was wondering, you know, people want, and I do think there's life out there somewhere.
100%.
People always wonder why, they want them to come here. I'm like, no, you don't. Because if they could come here and they're like us, are pretty much a warmongering people, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you really don't want them to come here.
But if they could come here, I'm thinking they're way more advanced mentally and emotionally and everything. So I would think they'd come in peace.
Well, peace, yeah, peace, sure.
Come in peace. I mean,
it'd be like V, you know, the TV series V. They come here and want to eat us.
Yeah, right. I know.
For food.
Well, there's evidence out there. I don't want to get into the whole ancient aliens theories, conspiracy theories, but
it's too vast for there not to be something out there somewhere. Right. Maybe, you know, who the hell knows where, but I just think it's too vast.
Yeah. The galaxy bugs me out. When does it end? That's my question. It never does. That's the problem. The actual space doesn't end. Think about that for a second. It'll bug you out. All right. Let's get back to football here on Earth.
Actually, a lot of people think we just encased in a snow globe, and that's just a projection on the ceiling.
I know. It's crazy. But then there's a bunch of other snow globes.
Flat Earth.
All right, there you go right there. Some other news. Ingram in line to practice today. Evan Ingram, that is, of the New York Football Giants. So, another guy. These tight ends are all sketchy, guys. I don't know.
I agree, absolutely.
Who you do start?
But why does that surprise you? Tight ends are always sketchy.
Well, actually, I got a stat. Throw it up.
Uh-oh, he's got a stat.
Got stats. Tight ends. So Alex in the pit, whoever's there, I can't see it, but throw it up. We got the tight ends, the top 12 tight. We did this with running backs yesterday. Top 12 tight ends. I believe there was only 7 that stayed within the top 12, and those were obviously Kittle, Ertz, Kelsey and Ertz being 1 and 2, I believe, if you're looking at that now. And you have Mark Andrews was 13 before the season, but I counted him out because he was 13, so he climbed into the top 12, and he's obviously 4 now. Waller's one of the new ones that came in, and he's 3. Evan Ingram, still in the top 12, even after the injuries and such. This is how weak tight end
just
is.
Goes, yeah, right, right. Actually.
Witten is number 9.
Witten.
What the hell is that happen?
And Olsen. And Rudolph's 12.
That Rudolph I thought was undervalued. But
he does nothing, Rudolph. He has a couple of touchdowns. That's why.
A lot of touchdowns.
He has a lot of touchdowns. And this is how crazy tight end is. You have 7, you got 5 new ones within there. It's pretty interesting. So that's why it's hard to trust tight ends. And what were you going to say, Jim Day?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, look, he catches touchdowns. That's all he's ever done, and that's what we love about it.
About our man Evan Ingram?
Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph. Okay. Rudolph. Yeah. Well, Ingram with Eli has always been pretty good. So, like, my cousin texted me the other day, said, should I start Ingram? I'm worried about him. He's always hurt. Or should I pick up Tyler Higbee? He said to me. Higbee was out.
Higbee, easily.
So everybody's on top of this Higbee thing big. Watch. Now I have a feeling he's going to bust it. I hate when one guy gets propped up so much.
I'm not going to say it won't, but he's had 2 strong weeks in a row, and Goff is, continuing to look at him. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as Everett is out, Higbee, I think, stays in play. And, you know, George always says this, but it's so hard to trust somebody in their first week back. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a decent option opposite them. And right now, Higbee looks like that decent option. I think I would go with it. It's just so tough.
You're right. Because more often than not, it doesn't work out. I mean, look at Njoku. Comes back from a long injury this season. And then he's, you know, he had one catch for 5 yards. So more often than not, you're not going to get a big day from these guys coming back from an extended absence. Like a couple of games is one thing, but for as long as some of these guys have been out. I'm looking at it right now just to, you know, clean this whole segment up right here with the tight ends. Zach Ertz right now, according to Yahoo, this is tight end, the projected tight end one of the week at Washington. George Kittle at home against Atlanta. I mean, these are must starts, obviously. Kelsey at home against Denver, the big three. Ingram is projected the fourth most points at home against Miami. The matchup is beautiful. Mark Andrews is 5. Hooper is 6. Darren Waller, 7. Hunter Henry, 8. Goddard, 9. Doyle, 10. Hollister, 11. And Tyler Higbee, 12. And then Jared Cook rounds out 13. Those are all the guys that will be in double digits, according to PPR, and that's Yahoo's projection. So, I mean, that's how close it is between Higbee and the rest of these guys. And he's at, you know, 12 right here. You guys seem to like him a lot more. I'm with it, too. I think without Everett around, that's the guy right there. So
I have Higbee at 5 this week.
5? Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's going to be tough choices for some guys out there at tight end. I'm going to roll my guns and go with Andrews in this one. Alshon Jeffrey, as we know, lands on the IR. Eagles kind of falling apart here. Lockett getting back to normal. Tyler Lockett, that is. Hopefully, this could be all hoopla once again. Coaches like to throw out some hoopla. Damian Williams limited at practice. We'll see if he could get back involved. But once again, I don't think you're starting Damian Williams after a 2 games absence, you know?
Nope. I'm not starting Damian Williams just because you don't know what the heck's going on in that backfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That too, right. What about Lev Bell, guys? Lev Bell's an interesting case this week. I know a lot of people that aren't looking to plug him in. They're hesitating to plug him in this week. It looks like he'll be good to go. He'll be playing. And we talked about it yesterday a little bit, you know?
I still have a stinking feeling that the team, even though, like George said yesterday, they sent him home, even though he said he could play, the fact that he gave such negative, you know, and whether it was a real story or not, George, I get that, but the fact that it was so negatively taken, they might won't feel the need to want to do something. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. You know, it could be something as simple as he doesn't start the game because he doesn't play the first play, you know, and then they put in Ty Montgomery for the first play, and he's the starter. Next thing you know, Ty Montgomery's on the bench, and Bell is in there playing the whole game. Right. I just don't know. You know, I don't know what the team is thinking about this whole thing, and that bothers me a little bit. And, you know, look, Bell has been good, no doubt, an RB2 all year.
Yep.
But it's not like he's been outstanding.
No. He's been
really
good.
Depends on who your options are.
Believe it or not, he's been consistently good in fantasy, if in a PPR league, because he's had double-digit fantasy points for the most part almost every single week. He hasn't really exploded and put up over 20 fantasy points much at all this season, but, I mean, that's reliability in fantasy. I mean, especially at running back where things are sketchy. I mean, I feel like I would plug
Yeah, with rose-colored glasses. I mean, you're putting him in tonight unless you got two better running backs, but he has not been good in fantasy, not for the way you drafted him.
Not good, for the way you drafted
him. Matchup.
He's been okay.
I got to tell you, I'm gonna go out on another limb here. I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to start Patrick Laird over him this week.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that's
why? It's a PPR. Wait, hear me out then. Hear me out. It's a PPR league. Laird's been catching passes. Their wide receivers are decimated with injuries. It doesn't look like Parker or Wilson will go this week. Allen Hurns is going to be their number one receiver. I think Laird could see a lot of targets in this game. Mm-hmm. And if he does, I think he exceeds what Bell does on the field this week.
Bell has
a tough matchup. Laird doesn't.
I think missing Devontae Parker and, you know, your wide receivers being backed up actually hurts Laird because I think he's going to have a really tough time on the ground against the Giants. I know the Giants are horrible, but they're going to stack the box. I mean, who are they afraid of? Allen Hurns? I don't know. I don't see Laird being very efficient. He might get a touchdown. He might have a bunch of catches, and that might put him over.
You
got
to worry about Allen Hurns. Mike Gesicki's probably in play again with that because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, I'm trying to think outside the box, but hey, you know what? If Laird gets me 10 points and Bell gets me 14, I'll live with that.
Yeah. But if Bell gets you 18 and Laird gets you 5, you'll be kicking yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I won't be kicking myself because I thought it was the right decision at that time. Hey, okay. We all make those decisions that seem right at the time based on the knowledge we have. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. But they don't always work out, always. But sometimes you got to go with your gut. Right now, my gut is saying I'd rather start Patrick Laird over Le'Veon Bell this week. You guys can call me crazy. I'm okay with that.
No, I don't think it's like crazy. I definitely would go the Bell way. But this is why fantasy football, yeah, you should go with your gut a lot of times because, and this is what we were saying before, there's just not enough sample size throughout a fantasy football season. You got 16 games and it's over. You know, it takes about, 7-8 games just so before you start seeing real trends and stuff. You're halfway through the season already. This is why, in baseball, you got 162 games to really get a nice chunk of sample sizes each month to figure out what's going on. There's a lot more stats. I think it's a lot easier to start digging into stats with that. This is a lot more, let's hope for the best and go with our gun volume or whatever. All right, after this, we'll break down the Thursday night football game, start doing some start sits. Give us your calls. 347-767-6614. We'll answer your start sit questions for the week. Big week here, semifinals. Make sure you get on the grid. Be right back.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Alright, shout out to Boston Brian, who's back in the pit. Fancy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz, your boy the closer, Chris Venture. We are back on a sexy Thursday here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. You want the edge? Get on the grid. Sports Grid Network here. And welcome back. Let's break down this Thursday night football extravaganza. The New York Football Jets take on the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. The best team in the league, if you will. Let's throw up that board. I got a whole board for this. -16.5 Baltimore Ravens. I'm looking on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. Over under.
That jumped big time.
Yeah, right.
Early in the week, it was 14.5.
So there you go, 2 points. I don't think Baltimore's going to cover this. Over under 44.5. It's -1200 if you want to take Baltimore.
Wow, it's 44.5 right now. That's changed in the last hour. It was 45.5 an hour ago.
Yeah, let me refresh it just in case here. Refresh. Yeah, still 44.5. I'm seeing. So there you go, right there. George, you do the wagering. I know you like the prop bets, but I would put some shekels down on the Jets to cover this here, plus 16.5. I could see them getting a garbage time touchdown to cover this at the end. What do you think?
Yeah, even though I made the comment earlier about the game possibly being 37-10, that's a possibility, but I agree with you. I'll take the points here. It won't be a large amount of money. I don't love it at all, but I'm also wondering if maybe Lamar, this is not going to thrill fantasy owners, by the way, but maybe Lamar is not running as much tonight. You know, maybe that keeps the game in control. I think Baltimore knows they're going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe they keep him under control that way. They'll get, you know, that sort of mini bye week at this to get him healthy for week 16. I can see that being true here. Give me the points here. I'll take the 17 points. The weather, last I heard, is fine. There's no weather problems tonight. You're not worried about playing in a quagmire or snow or anything like that. So, but I agree with you. I'm gonna take the points, but like I said, not a big amount of money.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to bank on it on the Jets, especially. Yeah, I feel you with that.
Might see ghosts.
You might see ghosts, Donald. And then all of a sudden, you know, they lose 22-6 like they did against the Cincinnati Bengals. It'll probably be a lot worse than that, actually. But I'm seeing, yeah, like you said, I don't think Lamar runs a lot tonight. I think there'll be a heavy dose of Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, maybe some Justice Hill. I think Gus Edwards could be an interesting play in terms of DFS or something like that tonight. Because I just think Baltimore's going to run the ball a lot. You know, maybe because Mark Andrews is a little banged up. That's truly their number one receiver. And as that board said, I think the must starts tonight in fantasy terms I had up were obviously Lamar Jackson. You have Mark Ingram. I put Lev Bell in there. And I also put Mark Andrews in there, even though this is a sketchy proposition. And I think that was about it. Yeah. Oh, and the Ravens defense. The Ravens defense.
Might be tough not to have Robbie Anderson in there.
I was thinking that too.
Hot.
I don't know if he's a must start, though.
It is tough. Yeah. They've been doing really good at shutting down wide receivers. That scares me. Yeah. I agree with George, though. Anderson has been red hot.
Yep.
But man,
I don't have.
I don't know. I'm going back and forth on this one.
It will come down to who your third wide receiver is. I can see you shying away if you have somebody, you know, you're usually deeper at wide receiver than you are at running back. So I can see you having wide receiver depth where you could sit Anderson for the bad matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, scoring touchdowns. I mean, we expect on the trail, so they're going to have to throw.
Right.
So that's going to be more chances for Robbie Anderson. But I can see you sitting him. So I guess you're right. He's not a must start, but boy, is he close.
Yeah. I mean, last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hear you, George. I've been going back and forth on him all week. My head, to be honest.
I'm with you too, guys. You know, last 2 weeks, 7 for 1, over 100 yards in each game. He's been killing it. Plus, you got the factor that Ryan Griffin out tonight, the tight end who's become a reliable target for Sam Darnold. He's out, and I believe Demaryius Thomas.
Bilal Powell is out, and Demaryius Thomas
Powell's
is
out. Thomas is doubtful. Yeah, they've got some issues. There's not much going on there.
Right. So that could also be bad for the Jets, but it could be good for Robbie Anderson in terms of volume and Jameson Crowder. But
I don't know what's going on with Crowder. I mean, he was so hot there for a while, and then all of a sudden, instant cool, man. Yeah. It's like he was sitting at a Vegas casino, and they had the cooler roll up next to him. I mean, literally, he went from red hot to nothing in a heartbeat, and has been nothing ever since.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, so you're not... I'm thinking most people aren't going to start Crowder tonight, but the volume could be there because of...
It could be. No doubt about it. It absolutely could be. The short passes, too, because Darnold's not going to have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
That O-line is not very good, and you know Baltimore's going to come with the pressure. And that's the part that scares me the most about Anderson, not Anderson, that Darnold. You know, we've seen him go all bleary-eyed every time he gets pressure, and I think they're going to come with all kinds of pressure tonight.
Yeah.
Especially on the main stage of the national audience, and them just trying to prove to everybody, look, this looks like it could be a trap game, but we're not falling for no stinking traps. We are the best team in the league, and we're going to show you why.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be interesting in terms of fantasy tonight. And so I'll give you an example of a Robbie Anderson situation, George. So GST, which we didn't know we were still alive, but we are. Robbie Anderson we have in there right now. Debo Samuel, Michael Thomas is our three wide receivers. In the flex, we have Brandon Cooks. Yeah. We had Marvin Jones. He's gone. And then
and you can't pick up anybody? Heck, I would play Breshad Perriman overcooks right now. I'm not kidding.
You can't make pickups in the GST League playoffs.
Oh, that hurts. Yeah. Oh, so you're stuck, huh? You got no choice.
Well, you would start Robbie over Brandon Cooks, correct, guys?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Okay. Yeah, without a doubt.
Cooks has been, yeah.
Without absolutely. Even thinking about it, Cooks has not been the same since the injury.
Right, right. So now I could bench Cooks because he's my fourth wide receiver being started and he's in the flex. I could bench him for the likes of, I do have Josh Gordon on the bench, but he's doing nothing, so no. I'm not playing him. I have Tariq Cohen and Ronald Jones and Bo Scarborough.
I think I'd take the shot on Ronald Jones.
That's what I was thinking. And then Steve told me, no.
I understand where Steve is coming from, but with Winston a little banged up, like George was saying, they could easily turn to that running game, which also could mean Peyton Barber goes off. Who knows?
Right, right.
But I think I'd still rather take the shot that it is Ronald Jones week and go with him over Cook because Cooks that just hasn't been getting anything.
I might go Cohen as well.
Yeah?
Cohen is another option.
Get some catches. I mean, you're going to need a touchdown from either one of these guys, but I think Ronald Jones probably has a better chance of getting a touchdown there.
Good matchups all around, too.
Yeah, we'll go either one over Brandon Cooks. He just hasn't done anything.
So Cooks
even against Dallas, I don't know what he's going to do. I think he will get chances against Dallas. They will throw a couple of deep balls, and Dallas is susceptible to them, Lord knows.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me started. I still think I'm looking up Dallas' draft picks earlier. Taco Charlton over T.J. Watt. God, they took Thornhill. They took this, whatever. Just bad. It's put me in a bad mood. I think I would go either one over Cooks, though, because I'd want a safer play. I want to make sure I get my double-digit points. Cooks could get you more if he gets that one deep pass, I think they will try. But whether or not they can hook up or not, I don't know. So right. I'd go the safe route here.
Well, that's the thing. Just doesn't look right.
The thing is here, though, is that we're playing for an overall points championship. We're currently in third, and I think the highest upside plays are probably the best plays.
Now, right.
Yeah, so Cooks, great matchup, but so does Cohen. Green Bay has been bad against everything. Ronald Jones against Detroit, also Detroit, very, not a good defense, especially against the run. I just think any one of these guys could be the play. I don't know who has the highest upside here, to be honest. Just not a great situation to be in, but
well, it probably is Cooks because he could go off at any time and catch two balls, 147 yards, two touchdowns.
Right.
Would that line shock anybody? And no, because he couldn't catch two balls.
But he's only gotten two targets in the last two games.
Yeah, I don't think I'm still not going Cooks, even under Chris, your thing there where you need the points. I'm still going to take the. I'm probably going Rojo. I think Rojo gets it.
I'm with you with that. I think Rojo has upside too. I don't think Cohen has much upside. I think he's got that. He could give you that 12 points.
Right. Safe play.
Right. He's a safe play. I think it's between Rojo and Cooks for me, so I think Rojo would be the upside, too. I think they both got upside, but I think Rojo's a little safer with the upside. So there you go right there. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that because I really didn't know what to do here, and I would like to win that overall. All right. I did have some questions in the chat. If you guys want to call 347, we got a couple minutes left here. 347-767-6614. Thursday Night Football, we went over everything, right? There was no other guys. Hollywood Brown is the other guy that you could potentially start. But I think for the most part, he's a sit. I mean, we're talking round two in the playoffs here, and he hasn't really done much lately, right? So,
well, he's because he's had two really tough freaking matchups the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can see that, but he's got a great matchup this week. I'm not in love with him this week, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is the week he pops back. Weeks ago he had 49ers. Last week he had the Bills.
Yeah.
Now he gets the Jets in a game where the Jets pretty much you're just phoning it in.
expect Lamar to
I don't know. I think I like Hollywood, but again, it always depends on who else you have. Sorry, George. I just wanted to finish that thought.
A game where that we don't expect Lamar Jackson to run as much, that he might throw the ball more. I don't mind Hollywood Brown tonight. I would start him over Cooks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's got that chance to put up a couple of big plays, like George was saying, against a defense that could definitely be beat. So don't take the last 2 weeks of what he's done nothing as, the week before that, he put up over 20 points.
And he is the true number one on this team. That's why, too.
Right?
He's getting covered by the number one corners on those teams that you just mentioned, and they're tough, tough secondaries. I do have a question from P. Ramirez in the chat. Shout out to the Goon Squad and P. Ramirez. He asked, would you start Tannehill, Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz this week? Pick one.
Well, I already told him I would go with Tannehill, but it's close between Tannehill and Murray for me.
Tannehill and Murray,
I'm not going Murray. He's been quiet as all in the past. He needed him to run. He's cooled off. I don't know how you can't go Tannehill.
He's been so good.
Carson Wentz might do some damage too, but with the lack of receivers there, you really need Ertz and Goddard to step up. You need the Redskins to decide to play like the Giants. And let's not cover Zach Ertz in the red zone. I'm going Tannehill.
Yeah, don't forget that too. That's a good point, George. I think people might forget Wentz doesn't have many options left in the passing game here. So that could really hinder his production.
Hear Harold Carmichael's coming out of retirement.
Hey, they got Greg Ward, man. One of the best of the AAF. How could they fail?
Oh, man, that's brutal. Don't look now. O.J. Howard has scored double-digit fantasy points 2 weeks in a row in a PPR. Believe it or not, that's
but
actually
great, got the touchdown.
That's just Bruce Arians throw fantasy footballers the finger. You all sitting him or dumped him? Well, now I'm going to play him.
Yeah, Bruce Arians just really...
as long as he doesn't dump Winston at like two series because he can't throw the ball with his thumb.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's what I'm worried about.
I have a league where, a Borton league to me anyway, that where I have Winston and Wilson. And I want to go with Winston because he's been playing so over the top, but I think I got to go with Wilson just for that fact.
Safer.
I got Winston or Tannehill.
Yeah, you got the same problem.
I will go Tannehill.
Tannehill's safer, no doubt, but man, Winston got that upside like crazy.
But Tannehill does too. I mean, didn't Tannehill put up over 30 fantasy points last week? Well over 30?
Winston does it every week. You know? Yeah. I'm just worried he's going to play a quarter. He's not going to be able to throw. I need to see him throw in practice tomorrow. I need to see him throw.
There you go right there. Winston's actually, I think, QB5 on the season. Wild.
No, I get it. That's why we're debating over it.
All right, there you go right there. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a sexy Thursday. Got a sexy game tonight between the Ravens and the Jets. I like saying sexy. I'm losing my breath. BFFs are up next. Make sure you get on the grid, Sports Grid. Fancy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz, boy, the Colts, Vision Chargers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm gonna miss you.
Here's what you missed on Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I didn't want it to end.
That's the only part that scares me is if they go back to what was doing it all year. I mean, and last week was just the specific game plan to attack the Saints defense.
Right.
But they go back to what they were doing all year up to that point in which they were letting the running backs do all the work. So that's the only part that scares me a little bit about Jimmy G this week.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that all three running backs are healthy now. So they could really just mix it up, use all three of them, keep them all fresh, and you'll get big chunks from them. I mean, why would you expect anything less when that's what they've been doing all year? I mean, these guys, all three of them have really been killing it all year when they got the touches. Pretty sure they all average really high yards per carry. And yeah, it's a nice three-headed monster. They might go back to that. Why have to rely on Jimmy G if you don't have to? You know what I mean? It's not necessary. They just did that against the Saints to really show, you know, the Saints up and really prove that they should be the number one seed, I think. And I think you're right about that. So there you go right there. I mean, Lamar Jackson, listen, he's the number one fantasy point scorer besides Christian McCaffrey on the season, besides Christian McCaffrey in PPR. So you're not benching Lamar Jackson. That's what it comes down to. Other news here. Mark Andrews leaning towards playing. And that is interesting because, you know, me and Frank, shout out to Frank Stanfield of BFFs, we're talking about this just before. Like I said, I'm plugging Mark Andrews right in there. That's it. You know, it's my guy right there. I'm plugging him in. And I got him in a couple of teams in the playoffs here. Do you guys disagree with that? Because he was saying, I don't know, they might not need him after a couple of quarters. They might take him out if he really is banged up, or what if he gets hurt early, et cetera.
I don't even have those concerns. My concerns is the Jets have been really good against tight ends all
year. They have. It's true.
And then number two on the year against tight ends. So, that would be more my concern than anything else. But again, it always comes down to who else do you have to run against it?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You'll be hard pressed if you have Mark Andrews. You'll be hard pressed to find a tight end two on your bench.
Beating last week. Yeah. I mean, if you have somebody else on your bench better than Mark Andrews, then you're probably starting him all season anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's not necessarily true. There's a couple of guys I really like coming into. Well, first of all, Tyler Higbee, I would play over Andrews right now in our.
That's what Frank said.
And if he wasn't drafted, you know, Jack Doyle was dropped in a lot of leagues. I would play him over him.
Would you?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
do it. He was a zero last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I like.
I don't know if I'd go Doyle. I like Doyle.
Goddard is another one. Ian Thomas might even be there if
Goddard also wasn't didn't do anything last week.
Yeah, you really love that Ian Thomas.
You got Olsen to worry about. I mean, no, I would start any of those guys over Andrews.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.